welcome back to the Longball Football Podcast. If you are listening to us straight after listening to our end of season award show, this is the second part where we are going to be announcing our team of the seasons each and both picking a team in a season based off players who don't play for any of the top four clubs. We always love doing that. We're going to do that second. But first, we are going to come on to our team in the season. The eagle-eyed amongst you will have already seen these on the Portugal.net website. But we're going to go through them here and explain each player one by one, starting with Barney's team of the season. So what have you gone for, Barney?
Okay, so my team of the season, I've gone for Ricardo Velho of Ferenc in goal, Costina of Rio Ave in right back, Coates of Sporting, Marcelo of Morones at centre back, and Nuno Santos of Sporting at left back. Got midfield four of Di Maria, Hjulmand, João Neves, and Pedro Gonçalves, both from Benfica and Sporting there. And my two strikers are Jokeres and Rafa Mujica.
Brilliant. Go on. Do you want to talk us through a few of those? Because some really, really nice names in there.
Yeah, I find it hard to pick this season. I think, you know, Sporting was so full of outstanding players. Benfica had one or two. Porto and Braga had, you know, very few individual success stories. So, that, yeah, it was, I think the ones of interest, Ricardo Velho for Ferenc, some unbelievable performances. I like his statistics as well for a goalkeeper. He's been the most standout performer in that position. Costilla right back for Rio Ave, he's been so good for them. They've had a great year. His work in attack and defense is what's really stuck out for me. I chose Marcelo for Morens for the leadership, and we talked a lot about them this episode, but I think the leadership he brought to that team was really important. Nuno Santos and Coates for me is captain and has been really good this year. Nuno Santos, so important for Sporting and for that left back position. That's similar to Cristina, really. Like, he offers so much going forward. And then the midfield as well, I think, was pretty easy. I think, you know, no real surprises. Di Maria, as obviously in terms of his numbers, Hjulmand has made such an impact for Sporting. João Neves, Pedro Gonçalves has been really consistent actually this year. And then my two strikers we've talked about already, Jokeres and Rafa Mujica. So I think it's, yeah, I don't think there's any surprise there. Perhaps maybe it's defenders, but I quite liked picking this 11 this year because I think you had to look a little harder for some of the positions.
Yeah, I found that as well. I think in general, there were more good performers and, you know, there were people left out that were hard to leave out. I think one thing that's also going to be the same for mine, but same for yours, Barney, maybe we're talking about now. No Porto players in the lineup, for example, could have gone for Chico Conceição over Angel Di Maria, for example.
I couldn't. I know it was in a young player's season, but I think Di Maria perhaps was unlucky not to get into the player of the season. I think he's been so important for Benfica, his goals and assists, like his numbers, what he creates. I think if Benfica had won the league, and then it was only a few points, but if they'd won the league, we would have been. I think he would have been talked about it so differently, Di Maria. A couple of different results, and you know, we could be talking about his impact to this year. And yeah, he's been really good.
And the last one I wanted you to expand on, by Marcelo from Morens, because I feel like that's a player that some people won't even know.
No, and then he's an interesting player. He's Brazilian, really interesting career. He came to Portugal, played for Rio Ave, Leixos, and eventually Sporting. Then he went to America. Then he came back to play for Passos de Ferreira. Then he went to Saudi Arabia. Then he went to Qatar. And then he came back to play for Morens. And I just, I don't know, I just, two goals, one assist. The reason I kept putting him in because, you know, Morens is clean sheets, but the highest in the league. Like, we've talked a lot about the defensive display. His experience, I think, was vital for them to play that. We see a lot of teams come up, right? And I do think there's individuals in that back line. Perhaps that's an easy thing that you pundits say sometimes, instead of like seeing an old player in the back line and just putting there. But I, you know, I do think there is something in that. There's some, you know, it's more than statistics. Is that leadership, that guidance you give to the other players, and they do play with young fullbacks, and your young midfielders as well. So, you know, I think that's the reason I wanted to put someone for the Morrins team. And I think, you know, I haven't talked about him much this season, but I think looking at everything, I think he's probably one of those their key players.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think some really great choices there, mate. And like you said, it was kind of difficult to pick some players. So there are some differences in my team of the season, which I'll go through now. Although no difference, Barney, in goalkeeper, I also went for Ricardo Velho. I think maybe this is a good time actually to talk about how we pick these players and the decision making. Really important to flag that a team of the season is not just a Premier League or All-Star 11. Like if you were trying to pick the best 11 out of the best quality players from the Premier League, because then of course you would just have a team full of Benfica, Porto Sporting players, and also, you know, Diogo Costa would be the goalkeeper. But of course he's not necessarily had a standout season for Porto. It's also about what a player has contributed to their team and to that team's success and an impact that they made on the league. So Ricardo Velho is definitely for me the highest performing goalkeeper, purely because of the performance he's put in for Firenze and the amount of saves and goals he's prevented for that team.
I just come in there, obviously, because I don't know if it's the same for you. You mentioned Diogo Costa, but Trubin came very close to me.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Because he was a good player for Benfica, very consistent.
Yeah, and an obvious improvement on the keepers they had previously, but not to take away from Velho, because I think as we both said, in goal, a real standout player this year.
Yeah. On to my back four, Barney. I've taken a few liberties here with positioning. So I've got a flat back four, but at right back, I've got Jenny Katamo. I know what you're going to say. He's a right wing back. He's basically a right winger, but I wanted to get him in the team. Centre back, Sebastian Coates from Sporting. Centre back as well, Inacio, also from Sporting. And completing the Sporting back four, Nuno Santos at left back. In midfield, I've gone for a 4-4-2 formation. So in midfield, I've got two central midfielders. I've got Hjulmand from Sporting and João Neves from Benfica, same central midfield pairing that you've got. I also went for Pedro Gonçalves on the wing, but I went for a different winger, Barney. I went for Jota Silva from Vitória on the wing. And then two strikers, also Victor Gyökeres, of course. And I ummed and ahed about which other striker to pick. I went for Simon Banza ahead of Rafa Majiga. I think I'll start there with my decision making because, you know, obviously we talked about in our awards about Rafa Majiga being one of the players of the season. So why would I pick him? Why would I pick Simon Banza over him? Well, I felt that Simon Banza deserved recognition because he did outscore Rafa Majiga. He scored 21 goals. Majiga scored 20. And although it's not just about numbers, and I think Mujica's impact was probably bigger on his team and hence why he was nominated for our team of the season, as an individual accolade based purely on individual performance, I wanted to recognise Simon Banza. He's a player that we've spoken about a lot. You know, two seasons ago he was at Famalicão. Last season he joined Braga in the winter. This was his best individual season as a player for any club. The most consistent performances, the most amount of goals. If he hadn't gone to the African Cup of Nations, I reckon he would be up to almost 25 goals. So I thought that personally deserved some recognition.
No, you took the words out of my mouth there. That was the point I was going to bring about. If he wasn't at AFCON, he would have been closer to Gyökeres. And then, you know, and I think you put it perfectly in the discussion about player of the season, Gyökeres and Mujica, where like, same with Banza. He's unfortunate Gyökeres has been here this year. Otherwise, we would be talking about him completely differently. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go through some of the more interesting choices, I guess. Jenny at right back. I mean, I know it's cheeky. People are going to have to allow me that one. I know he's not really a right back, but I thought Jenny deserved to be in the team of the season, and I was trying to think of a formation to fit him in. I would have had to have picked another centre-back to make it a back five. I thought, you know what, it doesn't matter. This isn't positionally correct. I just think Jenny's season was so good that he deserved to be in the team of the season. I could have picked him as a winger and picked another fullback, but I just thought upper wingers deserved it and he deserved to be in. So it was a right back. Also, I suppose that all Sporting back four maybe is a interesting one, but I just thought those were the best players. Kovacic was a real leader at centre back, captain Sporting to another league title, and he was excellent. And they rotated through quite a few other centre backs, and then that's who I went for because I think for me he's the pick of the bunch. I actually think he's probably Sporting's best defender ahead of Kovacic, but obviously younger. And then Jota Silva Barney I went for because of his impact at Vitória, his call up to the national team, which I thought was really good, and a player that I loved watching. And again, I thought his consistent performance throughout the whole season deserved recognition.
Yeah, Jota Silva was one as well that I'd love to try to fit in. He's emblematic of Victoria's success this season. You know, the goal he started scoring at the right time. They lost Andre Silva, and he provided the goals. Development as a player, his story, love it. He was a. There's too many players in certain positions, isn't there? That's the thing. And I was trying to be too strict in making sure that I had a left back at left back rather than just fitting in a right back, but. I like your choices there. I think, and this brings us nicely onto the next thing as well. I guess our sort of non-big four level, because there's so many players that we want to highlight and praise, and so few positions to fit them all in. So maybe a few other names will come up next.
Should we quickly do notable mentions, Barney, for the team of the season? Mm. Have you got a list of any players that didn't quite make it in? I wrote down a few. Rafa from Benfica, who I thought, if it wasn't perhaps for slight inconsistency, probably would have been in the team of the season. I thought he played at a very high level, although how many times have you said that about Rafa? Inconsistency. Di Maria, I considered, Barney, for exactly the reasons that you included him. Chico Conceição. I was actually basically choosing between Jota Silva, Di Maria, and Chico Conceição, and I went for Jota Silva because I wanted his season to be recognised above those. But, you know, some players for Porto, Barney. Pepe, I thought, played pretty well. Alan Barella. Ricardo Horta at Braga scored a lot of goals, had a decent season. And then, obviously, Mujica. But also, Bonnie, I had two players on my shortlist for other players from Arouca who I wanted to try and mention. I really wanted to get Cristo in there, but I couldn't get him in. I think, again, you know, we said Rafa Mujica's suffered from Jokeres being in the team, or perhaps Cristo suffered from Mujica playing for Arouca, because Cristo himself scored 15 goals, got, I think, 9 assists. Really great season for him. And Jason as well completed that front three. So a number of players that I could have included. I don't know if you've got any more that you want to mention.
No, I think most of them ended up being in my non-big four team this season, because, like I said, I couldn't see any players from Porto or Braga getting close. Maybe Galeno at his moments and seems to be improving his numbers year on year, but still wasn't enough for me to consider him in team of the season.
Yeah. Right, well, let's come on to that team then. And of course, I will write down the teams of the season and put it in the description of this podcast, because I understand it can be difficult to keep track, so you can read through those. Also, if you want to submit your own team of the season, drop it on a comment on Twitter when we tweet out about this episode, and let us know yours. Let's come on to the team of the season made up of players from outside of the top four. Why do we do this, Barney? You know, we do it every year. It's to give shed a light on players and teams that perhaps people might not have followed so closely, but there's a lot of talent out there.
Yeah, this is one of my favourite things to do because, yeah, there are lots of individuals and, you know, teams struggle quite a lot. And this year, especially, we've seen lots and lots of teams struggle that before do better than they have. But then they have these individuals, don't they, that they can stand out and make things different. Shall I start with mine?
Please do, yeah, go for it. And just before we start, we should clarify, we both made the decision not to include players in this 11 that we had included in our main team of the season. So players like, for example, Ricardo Velio won't be in this team, non-top four team in the season, because we included the main team of the season. If you want to do your own, you can, of course, include those players, but you won't be hearing those players in these.
So, from that. So I've got the Moreno's keeper, Kevin, in goal.
Nice.
Defence, I've got Bruno Gasper from Vitória at right back. I've got Gasper from Estrella in centre back, alongside Adelon Santos of Rio Ave, and Francisco Moura at left back of Famalicão. On midfield, three of Gonzalo Franco of Moreno's, Matias Fernandez, Estrella, known from Sporting, and Maxime Dominguez of Gil Vicente. Mm-hmm. An attacking three of Cristo from Arouca, Jota Silva from Vitória, and Johan Cadiz as my main striker.
Brilliant. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of players that people want to know, so why don't you just run through them all, go through why you picked them, what you like about them.
Well, Kevin Fillmore is the goalkeeper, most clean sheets. I think he tied with Trubman. So yeah, I feel like that needed recognition. Bruno Gasper, right back for Vitória. So Álvaro Pichet's immediate improvement to the Vitória side was the sorting out the defence. And for a while, Vitória under Pichet, under Moreno and other coaches had been really looking at the youth players. Zay Carlos and Miguel Mego had come back from injury at the start of the season and featured. And we've always rated those players. But for 31-year-old Bruno Gasper to get back in the team and then look better than both of them was a great return and a reminder of why he was at other clubs in this league before. Gasper of Australia, I think, is just... because Australia have been hard to pick out. They've done really well this season to steer clear of safety. But looking for individuals to highlight, he's been a real immense player at the back. And it was nice to hear that you when you saw him live as well that you noticed you noticed that. So that's still it for me. Adelin Santos, Rio Ave, real experienced player, massive guy.
Feels like he's been around for a while, doesn't it? He was one of the players you played against AC Milan for Rio Ave all those years ago.
Exactly. So he stayed with them and he's seen them through this tough year and they've obviously had a good season. And Francisco Moura at Famalicão, really good numbers this year. A really good
underrated player, Barney, very underrated player.
Yeah, and it was a surprise that Braga let him go because he's that sort of player they need. Gonzalo Franco from Moreno as well I was toying between him and Ofori because I really like Ofori as well, the other player and the sort of double pivot they play. But Gonzalo Franco just looks a bit more classier to me, my sort of player. In fact, this midfield is full of my sort of players, actually. Mateus Fernandes of Estoril, we spoke a little bit about earlier, but really good loan move for him, actually. Thinking about
that. A really good example of the loan that goes well. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's. I'd be interested to see what happens. He could get another loan next year, but his performances, he could well try and fight for a place in the sporting team. Maxime Dominguez is a real personal choice rather than...
that was the one when I saw yours, Barney, where I was like, I think that's a bit borderline, but I'll give it you.
That's my heart rather than my head.
only because Gil Vicente didn't have a great season.
No, they didn't. They really didn't. But he, not for him not trying. I think he had some really good goals. Got moved around positions a bit as well with the different managers. But I think my biggest thing, 28-year-old, where was he playing for? Was he playing in Poland, having played in Switzerland before? But I don't know. He looks like he for me, was an obvious level above the rest of that Gil Vicente team. So I that's why I wanted to put him in.
That's fair.
And then the attack's quite well. Cristo, we talked about from Maruca, Jota Silva as well. Quite easy choices, perhaps. Johan Cadiz, because I was toying with Samuel Send. I'm not sure if you.
This is
him.
What I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I was toying with him. The reason I put Johan Cadiz is because I think Famalicão needed a striker to step up. Henrique Araújo wasn't that guy. Johan Cadiz wasn't that guy in the past, but this year he did, and he became a bit of a in his moment, which wasn't perhaps as long as Samuel Sens. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking myself out of my choice now, but I think
it's fine. It's good. Yeah,
I think he was really important to Famalicão. They needed a striker to score goals, and he became that player for them.
I mean, like I said at the beginning, Picking a team of the season is not just about numbers, it's about impact someone had on the club. Samuel Asen had great numbers but didn't keep his club up.
Yeah.
That said, it does bring me nicely onto my team, in which he will be featuring. But I will run through my non-top four team of the season from goalkeeper upwards. I went for Barney in goal, Luis Junior from Famalicão, the Famalicão goalkeeper who's impressed me a lot for a few seasons now. Right back, I had the luxury of choosing Costinha, who was in your main team in the season, but obviously I had Jenny, so I was allowed to choose Costinha in this one, and he went straight in alongside his teammate Adelan Santos, same defensive player that you picked. Actually, Barney, I picked the rest of my back four is the same as you. Adelan Santos, the centre-back, Gaspar from Estrela Amadora, other centre-back, and Francisco Moura, the left-back. So three of the same back four as your team. I did go for a 4-4-2. So two central midfielders. And I cannot believe I'm doing it, Barney, but I'm picking a Porto Menens player, and I'm picking their captain, Carlinhos, from Porto Menens. And I'm also picking my captain. I don't know if he's actually Arouca's captain, but he's my captain, David Simão, the legend at central midfield. Two wingers. One of them is Christo, that you chose, Barney. I think he'll be a popular choice. But I really wanted to pick one of my favourite players from outside the top four, Mohamed Bellamy from Ferenc, who I put in on the wing. And I went for two strikers. And this was easy because I didn't put him in my team in the season, so Rafa Majica goes straight in. And alongside Samuel Asend, this French striker who scored so many goals for Mazzella. So I'll run through them, but in case people aren't familiar with the players. Luis Junior, it's funny, I feel like, Barney, there's a few goalkeepers that you could pick. You know, you've got Ricardo Velho, who I think stood out, but then you've got like Luis Junior. You've got Kevin, that you picked from Morens. I think you've also got Jonathan from Rio Ave, who were all playing at a similar level. Kind of hard to pick between them because I would put those as the players just underneath Velho's level. I went for Luis Junior in the end, possibly just because I've seen a bit more of him. And he has always impressed me whenever I've seen him play. I looked into some stats, and I think he does edge it on stats as well, but I'm trying not to think about stats too much. It's just for me picking a player that's impressed me. And I think if there was, you know, a team in the top four looking for a goalkeeper, they could do a lot worse than picking up Luis Junior. So he was my goalie. I'll skip the three off the back three that you already picked because you already mentioned them. But Costinha I went for, of course. Very close to being in my team in the season, so he was quite an easy pick. Actually, I will talk about the others. Adelan Santos, I love as well, Barney. I remember when Rio Ave got relegated, and I remember picking him out straight away as a player that I thought a team in the Premier League should pick up, and actually a decent-sized Premier League team should pick up. Really respect that he stayed with Rio Ave, and he's been a huge part of their resurgence. And Gaspar from Estrella da Amadora, hard for a centre-back to shine for a team that's been in a relegation battle and conceded lots of goals all season, but a very high-quality player. He's been linked actually with clubs as big as Porto. And when you watch him play, I think it's really easy to see why he's got great defensive ability and also he's good on the ball. And Francesco Moura, the left-back, one of the best left-backs in the league this season at Famalicão, done really well. Midfield was very different. Bellamy on the wing. We hosted a few watch-alongs where we watched Ferenc, and I think everyone was very impressed with Bellamy. So for natural ability and consistency, actually, because I think he did it quite a lot throughout the season, he impressed me. Really technical player, good dribbler, 21-year-old Algerian winger, if you're not familiar with the player. Only 21, really good for a player of his age. Yeah, and in the centre mids, Carlinhos for Porto Menens. I mean, Porto Menens have been so bad, but Carlinhos consistently scores and wins penalties and scores penalties and leads that team. And I think he has been pretty much the only reason they weren't automatically relegated. I hope he can keep them out of the relegation playoff, keep them from losing that.
I can't believe you picked a Porto Menens player and I haven't.
I can't believe it even, after this whole season, I know. And then I think this one's for me, Barney. This pick, the listeners will have to allow me to have this one. David Samau. Everyone knows how I feel about David Samau. And in all seriousness, I think he's one of the unsung heroes of Arouca in terms of consistent performers in midfield. He won't catch your eye with stats, but the way he keeps that team ticking over. And he's played a lot of games. He's 37 years old, Barney. He's not had an amazing career, but I think he performed at a really high level for a team in the top seven.
You don't get players like him that often. They're quite likely to have.
He's had a real twilight to his career, which is nice to see. And then Christo Gonzalez, obviously, for the numbers, 15 goals, 9 assists. If it wasn't for Majica, would be one of the best players for Arouca. He would be Arouca's best player and one of the best players this season. And then the strikers, nice and easy. Rafa Majica, 20 goals this season. And Samuel Asend, who I've forgotten how many goals he scored, but he scored an awful lot of goals for someone in a relegation battle. 15 goals, there you go, in 31 games. Couldn't keep Vizela up, but I think we both said at different stages of the season that not only would he be a player that should come back to the Premier League if a team wanted him, but actually a team at the top end of the Premier League, top five, top six would pick him up. I even, Barney, and I stand by this, gave him a shout as a potential replacement for Simon Banza at Braga. I think he's that good. So yeah, there you go. That's my top four, non-top four team in the season.
Any other players that you want to shout out who didn't quite make the cut for those? I'm thinking about if I was going to squeeze a Portsmouth player, Helio Ferreira would have been one of my ones.
Yes. I actually have a whole long list here, Barney, because I've made a lot of notes.
I'll add that news.
So, Jason from Arouca.
Yeah, definitely.
Who I think has done enough to earn a lot of credit, but is out. He's probably their third best player and just outside the team this season, really.
Huge for them to get him to sign a contract extension. That's huge.
Very true.
Exactly the sort of player we'd be moving on.
Yeah, Mateus Fernandes from Estoril.
Mm.
And Barney, Rafik Gaitán from Estoril.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a player that at Christmas, I thought he would have been a contender for my team in the season. Unfortunately for me, with Gaitán, I think he's... consistency's dropped off. I get it because Estoril were underperforming, but if you go back and watch highlights of Estoril's early games, he was outrageously good. And I think in terms of natural ability, he's better than a lot of the players that I picked, but he didn't sustain it.
Only 5 goals and 3 assists as well. That's sort of yeah, that for me.
It wasn't sustained. Well, it's a long list, so let's go through it. Bruno Duarte for Ferenc Bayern, a striker who really underperformed at Vitoria, and we kind of doubted, but he scored a lot of goals, did very well. Zaidu Youssef,
yeah.
Famalicão, really good defensive midfielder who we've seen at Famalicão for a while, I think could play for a bigger club. Obviously, I had Jean de Cadiz in my list, who didn't quite make it. I had Gustavo Sarr in my list, who didn't quite make it. Marrakech at Morens, you know, if you want to pick a Morens centre-back, obviously you went for Marcelo, but I think Marrakech would also be a good option that you could pick if you wanted. Helio Varela for Porto Menens also, I think, didn't quite have the end product, but always a really exciting player to watch for Porto Menens. Jonathan, the Real Ave goalie. Thiago Silva, Barney, the Vitória midfielder, who really stepped up. He's plus 30 now. I think he's like 31, 32, but he's really graceful kind of technical midfielder. And then I had two other players from Vizela that I could have included, Barney. Samu, who will be leaving them after so many years, and Thomas Silva, who could have picked up right back, but didn't have any space for. So a long list, apologies, but yeah.
No, I agree with all those. A couple I would have added. Leo Jabba from Estrella, 5 goals and 4 assists. I enjoyed watching him play. I think that might be actually, I had quite a lot of players that you said. Just on Friends specifically, it's OP specific. I like most of their squad, but no one shines that bright apart from Bloomy, in my opinion. But there's a lot of good talent there. There's a lot of good talent everywhere, but we've just got to that point now where I'm excited for the new season to see where all these players might move to and stuff like that.
Yeah. And just to round up, Barney, we did ask our patrons for their opinions. Some people submitted full 11s, but a lot of people just submitted some players that they liked, players that we didn't mention, Barney. Glenn Gomez has chipped in with Thomas Handel at Vitoria. Allen at Morens. Richie Elliott at Famalicão. You know, a lot of good players. Sammy submitted a whole 11 of players from outside the top four. Jonathan, Adelan Santos, Manu Silva from Vitoria, Marcelo from Morens, Costinha, Falcao, the midfielder from Ferenc Barney.
Yeah.
Very good player. José Rodríguez from Famalicão, interesting shout. Cristo, Jota, Majica. So lots of interesting shouts. And that's a really fun one to do. If anyone listening wants to try and do one of those, it's really fun because there's so many choices and you can really think about players that you've enjoyed watching. But yeah, I think that brings us to the end of our Team of the Season episode. And Barney, it brings us to the end of the 23-24 season for the Long Ball Football Podcast. I don't know if there's anything you want to say at the end of a very long but very enjoyable season.
Yeah, that's it. It's been another enjoyable year. I think every when it comes to this stage, every year we're sort of amazed and just so grateful for all the support and all the engagement we get doing this. We love doing it. It's it brings us so much joy. Well, certainly me. And yeah, it's been another really fun year.
And can you confirm for the listeners, Barney, will we be back? Are the rumours true? Will the Long Ball Football be back for another season?
Oh yeah, it will be. I've got a baby juice. I'm going to be tired,
There might be a few guest hosts coming in around the September, October time for reasons that we won't go into by having another baby. But yeah, no, we can't wait to do it all again. We will be back next season. We're probably going to have, you know, the summers are a bit quiet for us. We don't record a lot of podcasts, but I will be editing all the stuff I recorded from my time in Lisbon. So you have that to come out. We might even have an interview with an author whose book we've read, which would be really good. So there'll be some stuff, but we're going to kick back, enjoy the Euros, and just take some time off. But just to end, as always, if you have listened to the Long Ball Football podcast for this season, you've listened to all the episodes and you're at the end of this episode listening to me speak now. Now is the time, if ever, to do us a little favor, if you can, by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. I know I say it every week, but apparently it really does make a difference. And honestly, just the feedback is really appreciated. If you've listened to the show and you've never got in contact with us, you've never interacted with the pod, drop us a message on Instagram or Twitter or something just to say hello, because really, the like I said, the feedback is so valuable, and we really appreciate it. I know you've heard me bang on about the Patreon. It means so much if you get involved, and the people that do really enjoy it. So if you want to check that out, link is in the description to this of this podcast. But I think, Barney, for the last time that season, it just leaves me to say thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next season.
Yeah, see you next season.